Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Dalet and Omer Aleph. Just last Gemara again, there'll be a continuation of Lamed Gimel and Beis was, but the Gemara wants to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that if you make a Shechita without any dam, so the Behem is not Hukshel HaKabel Tumo, and therefore you're allowed to eat the meat, even with your Dayim is Ravois. Even though your hand, stam your Dayim is a Sheni L'Tumo. And here's the Gemara's question, even if the Bosa would be Hukshel HaKabel Tumo, so what? The chur of the yadayim is only a sheni, and the pashir of chulin, a sheni does not make a shlishi, there's no issa, you're allowed to eat the meat. So the more last teretz was, we're talking about chulin, shenas vataras hakodesh, meaning somebody that wants to eat kachim, he's used to eating kachim, so he eats even his chulin, also with the same type of patira that he should eat kachim. So such a chulin is an afgamina, that if the boss would have been hushed for kabatumma, then it would be yours to eat this chulin with your hand that have a sheni lutumba. So more came out, this was the like Rabbi Shua. It's not like Rabbi Shua. At the time, it's not like this. That Rabbi Lezer says, Oichalach Rishon, if somebody eats food that has a tumma's Rishon on it, so Rishon, his body becomes a Rishon lutumba. And Rashi says, if he eats the shear of a chatzi pras, which is a shear of two beitzim, so with Rabban, his body also has a locha like a Rishon that will make a sheni and a shlishi. What's going to eat a sheni? Then a sheni, his body becomes a sheni. Shlishi, if he eats food that has a shlishi l'tum on it, let's like truma tumeya, so, or kachim, loch for shlishi, his body becomes a shlishi. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, says, oicha loicha rishon v'sheni sheni. If you eat a food that's either rishon l'tum or else a sheni l'tum, in both cases, your body only becomes a sheni l'tum. That the oicha does not become like the food itself. Shlishi, let's say you eat food that's a shlishi l'tumah, so sheni l'kodesh, then your body becomes a sheni l'kodesh for kochim, meaning that you make a shlishi and a shlishi will make a vi. But if you ain't sheni l'truma, you are not considered a sheni to go and pass all truma. And now, Rabbi Yeshua says, talking about the chulin shenas or tyra truma, we're only talking about chulin that has tyra like truma. No, you're regularly eating truma tyra. So you want your chulin to be like a truma. So the deal is, our tyra is truma in, our tyra is a kodesh loy, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no such chumra of eating your chulin the tyra is a kodesh. Because he holds that chulin shenas or tyra is a kodesh, less push lishi, there's not even a psul, that a sheni does not make a shlishi. So the chumra of is only nageya to truma, not nageya to kachim. So this is Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer wants answer on Rabbi Yeshua that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds that if a person eats his chulin petaras hakodesh, so he has to be makbid not to eat this basar when his hands are tummy. If the basar would have been hukshel kabel tuma, because then you make it into a shlishi. So the Mishnah says the chiddush. But in the case you made a shchita, a dry shchita, no dam came out b'shas shchita, so there's no dam on the bosa to be mashed in the bosa, the kabel tuma, therefore you're allowed to eat that bosa, that chulin. Even though you're marked for teeth your chulin, the taras hakodesh, still you're allowed to eat it with your hands, even though your hands are a sheni l'tuma. Now, the top of that lamadala, the Gemara says now, v'lukma, whatever his Mishnah goes, v'lukma b'chulin shenas v'taras truma, for Rabbi Yeshua. So still, why don't we establish it could go according to Rabbi Yeshua also? And we're talking about a person that eats his chulin with tyrus ha-truma. Means he's used to eating truma, so he wants to make sure so he's tor. So he even, it's like makabu with a nether like, even to eat his chulin with tyrus ha-truma. So just like by truma, sheni makes a shlishi, makes a psul, that you're not allowed to eat it. So you're also, viz yodayim, if the boss would have been hosh l'kabu tuma, the yodayim would make a psul, it'll be also to eat it. Gemara says, Loi Sagadayat, do not think like this. So that Mishnah is talking about where the person is makbid tidis chulin on betairas hatruma. Tiktoni, because our Mishnah says bosor. It says, you let eat this bosor, but you daim zuavois. Now, dibe truma, bosor miika. If we're talking about tairas hatruma, what does bosor have to do with truma? You can't make bosor into truma. So, there's no chumra of tairas hatruma on bosor. The Gemara says, Elamai the Kodeshim. Elamai, what are we talking about? We're talking about Kodeshim. If so, there's Tyrus HaKodesh, you want to say that your Makbet teach your Boso, the Tyrus HaKodesh, I'll be rather in Kodeshim. If so, the Churachai of the Kodeshim, Mika. Our Mishnah also says, Veim Achai of Yoif. So by Achai, there shouldn't be any Chumra teach the Boso of Achai, the Tyrus HaKodesh. because you cannot bring a chayiv for korban. So what do you have to say? Still, the person is makpid to eat all his food for Taras HaKadosh. So maybe by truma also, even though truma is only shayach on peiros and on crop, on tua, but still he's makpid to eat everything, even his bosa, for Taras HaTrum also. Smor says no. I'll tell you, bosa the bosa mechlof. Meat with meat, you can make a mistake. So therefore, since he's rug with heat kachim, he makes sure to eat all his meat. Even his chulin, even his chaya, bosa chaya, deer meat, also with taras hakodesh. But bosa, but tevila mechla, people don't make mistakes between bosa and paris. Therefore, since trum is only shaykh and paris and tuam, there's no chumra to be machma to teach you bosa to taras atruma. Therefore, since our mishnah is talking about bosa, the mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yeshua. We cannot be talking about a taras atruma, but rather only about taras hakodesh. Now the Gemara says, Oma Ulo, Ula says, Chevrei Amrin, his Chaverim, Seb Shaladis. We'll soon see who the Chaverim are. But they learn Shana Mishnah, that Chevrei Amrin, that the Chulin Shanas Wataras HaKredish, Odloik Rabbi Yeshua and Echonami, our Mishnah Tak is not like Rabbi Yeshua. But via Noa Mina, I myself said, that's Ula said, he himself would say, Via Noa Mina, Rabbi Yeshua, no, our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yeshua. And it's like this. Loi mi boy come. Our Mishnah means to say not only this but even that. Loi mi boy, not only chulin shenas vatayrus kodesh to chamiri to yispush lishi. Not only in the case of chulin, which is nas vatayrus kodesh, that hegdish is more chomer because hegdish has a shlishi, meaning to say a shlishi makes a revi, it passes a revi. Elo afilu chulin shenas vatayrus truma. Even chulin that's only nechal al tayrus truma. Nami ispu shlishi, that it has a tuma shlishi on it. In other words, Ula says that the Psharim Yeshua, that Yeshua, we start off the daf today, that Yeshua says that this chumra is latruma, not that he meant to say that there's no tyrus hakodesh, he meant to say chidish, avada there's such a chumra that you could eat chulin for tyrus hakodesh, but he meant to say even for tyrus trum also there's such a chumra. Meaning to say that for trum also, a sheni can make a shlishi, but pshita what in by bosser also. If a person is makpetid is bosser, but taras hakodesh, even though we're talking about bosser of chulin, but since he's makpetid but taras hakodesh, it has a locha that if you don't eat it, like you would eat kachim, and therefore not only does a sheni make a shlishi, but even a shlishi makes a revi by hegdish. My shenkin by truma the locha is that a sheni makes truma posel. It makes it a shlishi, but not that it has a curve to make a revi, another truma to meya. If a sheni touches truma, that truma becomes posel. Posel means you can't eat it, but it has no curve to be matama, something else. So nechnami, the mishnah could even go to contra of Yeshua, according to Ula. That Yeshua also agrees there's a chumrah of tyrus HaKadosh. He only means Ted that there's also a chumrah of tyrus of truma also. The other Gemara says, Man Chavrei, who is this Chavrei? Who is the one that Ula said over from that they said not like him, that they said the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Elezer and not according to Rabbi Yeshua? Who is that? Man Chavrei. So where it says Rabba Baba Choni. That's Rabba Baba Choni. The Yom Rabba Baba Choni, the Shom Baba Choni said, Om Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yechonon, Mayahadri, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua La Dodi. What did they answer back to one another? Like he'll explain what was the machlokes. Rashi says, "Ma shivu zelze ish al divrei chaveri." What did one answer back to the other one? So Rabbi Avraham was like this: that oh, malo Rebbe Loz Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Loz said back to Yeshua, "Matzino oichel chomer mina oichel." Means we find that the person that eats the tamei, the person that eats it is more chomer than the food itself min oichel. Why? Dilo nevela soif tor. The locher is by nevela of a bird, a tordic a bird. Bachutz loy metame. If you just touch it, it does not, it's not metame you. Vilo oichlo metame begodim abeis abliya. But if you eat, if a person eats a kazayis from a nevela soif tor, he becomes tame. And the one in the begodim is wearing also becomes tame when he swallows it, abeis sablim, when he swallows it down his throat. If so, you see that what at the oichel is more chomer than the food itself. But if so, we all know How can we make the person that eats the food like the food itself? Meaning to say, if you like the Abu Zalakha before, that according to Rabbi Leza, if you eat an Eichel Rishon, you become an Eichel Rishon. An Eichel Sheni, you become an Eichel Sheni. So that was Rabbi Eleza's pshat. And Rabbi Yeshua, how did Rabbi Yeshua answer back to Rabbi Leza? He holds, if you eat an Eichel Rishon, you do not become a Rishon, but you only become a Sheni. For Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like this, Menevela Seif Toy Lagerminin, you cannot learn how to make any Kavachoyim alike from the loch of the tumas of a nevela, of a knife. Why the chiddushu? Because that's a tremendous chiddush over there. Rashi said that Shein lo tuma begolui ukeshibe beis hastorim hi metam odom. That's a tremendous chiddush. At shetehei metama begodov v'chol shatumas metama begilui v'yei metamas beis hastorim. Every other type of tuma is the opposite. Only if you touch it do you become tamei. Now if it touches your beis hastorim, the inside of you. So as Hilko, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds Xeras HaKosavi, it's a special Xeras HaKosavi by Nevela over Oiftor. And therefore, V'yein Lemedim Emenu, Rabbi Leza Sovim Lemedim, Rabbi Leza Zoy Kulon out from it. Rabbi Yeshua Menevela Soiftor, Logamunim. The Chiddush of Gemara says, Elo Motzino Shamaycho Chomen Menoychol. Rabbi Yeshua holds that we find sometimes that the food itself is more chomer than the person that eats it. Dilo Maychol, the food itself, the kebetza. It's mekabel tuma with one beitza. If you have the food the size of a beitza, it becomes tamei. But the oichel, but the person that eats food, ad yochel kachati pras, he has to eat the size of two kebetzim. Rashi says, v'odam oichel, oichel and tameim. The person eats food as tamei, ene tamei limke mochel kachati pras. And that's the size of two beitzim. So we find that the food itself has a more chomadik in yonu for tumor than the person that eats it. And so the yonu, how can we make a person that eats an oichel rishon, how can we make him into a rishon? At most he can only become a tumas sheni. That's what Yeshua Svaro. Reb Loza, what does he say? Reb Loza says, tuma mishurim legamrinin, we do not learn out from milch shurim. Rashi says, the amount, the shiur milsa be apenash, it's a locha by itself. Vlad mishum chumra v'kurat, because it's a chumra v'kul in hilchas tuma. Elo oichol de tumeye v'kebeitza, kach shiur boya kutat, the Torah says, mikol oichol ashe yoichol v'armino perakes, de yuma, oichol anecho basach ashir chumim, and basically a masak yoitza v'kebeitza tanagolim. So therefore, a food always v'kabu tuma, but has the size of v'kebeitza. Mashenka, this halacha, when a person eats the food, he becomes tamei. Rashi says clearly, Ubsul gavia, the kachatzi pras, that if a person eats the size of 2 eggs worth of food, he becomes tamei. That's hoki tikkun rabbonin, that's only with the rabbonin. Habadim, the raisa, a person does not become tamei from an oichel, from a food. A person only becomes tamei from an avatuma, not from a rishon l'tuma, it's only with the rabbonin. So rabbonin were only mesakin, the psul of gavia, if a person eats the size of a chassi pras of 2 beitzim. But he can't now one to the other. That's what Rabbi Leza answers back. To Yoid, another pshat, he says, L'dvorech, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Sha'atoy ma'al rishon sheni, that you say if a person eats an oichel rishon, he becomes a sheni, yofatoyma. According to your swear, that should be good. That the person cannot be like, is most of food itself is a rishon. So the person eats it, it becomes a sheni, that's good. But sheni, sheni lama. But you yourself say if a person eats food that's a sheni l'tuma, he becomes a sheni. Why is that? Why does a person become a sheni? How come a rishon you say doesn't become a rishon? He only becomes a sheni. He goes down one madrega. And how come by a sheni, like you agree to me, becomes a sheni? What kind of svar is that? Or my lawyer, Yeshua said back, yes. Matzina, we find shasheni oise sheni adei mashkin. We find sometimes that a tuma sheni makes a sheni. Mashenki, we never find that a rishon makes a rishon. A rishon always makes a sheni. Therefore, Yeshua svaris, if the yodim eats a bosa that a food that has a rishon l'tuma, because he only becomes a sheni l'tuma. But if he eats a sheni, then he becomes a sheni. Because we find sometimes that they mashkin that a sheni makes a sheni. Rashi says the noga oichol sheni be oichol shamashka tefecholov. If you have food that has a shayna l'tumma, if it touches other food that has some water over it, salachur is nasa mashkin tchila. So water becomes like a rishon l'tumma midrabanan. And therefore, the rishon l'tumma is metama the food to see our day a mashkin that one shayna l'tumma can make another food into a shayna l'tumma also. So therefore, Rashi says, well, machla gabi yodam also, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if he eats food that has a shayna l'tumma, he himself also becomes a shayna l'tumma. So on this, Omaloi, so Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, for your mashkin nami tchila evay, listen, if learning that from mashkin, like here the case is this food that was a shayna l'tumma touched another food that had mashkin, had water on top of it. So telling me, since the water becomes a rishon l'tumma, the water is matam of yechel, makes it into a shayni. But if so, look at the mashkin itself, the mashkin does become a rishon l'tumma. So since the mashkin becomes a rishon l'tumma, why don't you say then that an adam eats a shayna l'tumma, he should become a rishon l'tumma? If you're learning it out from mashkin, water, it even becomes a rishon l'tumma. It's not learned like this, called apoysa b'truma. Anytime you have a shayna l'tumma that makes truma possible, metama mashkin liyatchila, means that if a shayna l'tumma touches water, the water becomes a rishon l'tumma. Chutz mitzvuyoyim, excluding the tzvuyoyim. Rashi says that tzvuyoyim means somebody that was tame went to the mikveh. So for him, the ikla shlei tum minei. The tum is a little bit weak because since he went to the mikveh, the yavagav the posel truma, even though taki could pass a truma, but lo yavem mashkin rishon. A tzvuyoyim does not make even with the rabbon and the mashke the water into rishon the tumah. But a koponim, you find that a regular mashke, even though your hands, your dime, it's a shayna l'tumma, it makes the mashkin into a rishon l'tumma. So that's Rabbi Elazar's kasha back to Yeshua. If you're learning it out through a case of mashkin, then the person should even become a rishon l'tumma. And the yin sawari of Yeshua does not hold from this kasha. Rashi explains, because he holds, water is always considered olu l'kabu tumma. Water is very easy l'kabu tumma. Therefore, from water itself, he does not learn out. It's too easy to mekabel tumah. Mashenki, you learn that water, when it touches the food, it makes the food into a shayna l'tumah. So you see, one shayni can make another shayni. Therefore, your soul, if another eats it, he also becomes a shayni l'tumah. Then further, Reb Lez asks of Yeshua, you had another question I have on you. Shlishi shayni, you said before that if you eat, or shlishi l'tumah, so your goof becomes a shayni. That was Yeshua's lashon. That a shlishi sheni l'kodesh, that lashon was v'ein sheni l'truma. Now, shlishi sheni l'mai, what do you mean to say? What halach is if your Adam eats a shlishi l'truma, does he become a sheni? Om aloi, afani, so if Yeshua says back, Om aloi, afani l'mat yela b'truma. I'm only talking about truma. Shetarosoi tumhi eitzel hegdish, that whatever is called siddur tor, for truma, the Geit Hegdish is still called Tomei. This is what Rabbi Yeshua answered back, and Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, again, that Omaloi, Afani, even me, Le'amat Yele B'truma. That that I said, that if you eat a shlishi, become a sheni, masma, you can make a shlishi, and so on the Geit to truma. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Chulun, Shinas, Vatayra, Truma. If you have food that you're marked, Batidi, Vatayra, Truma, therefore, your sheni makes it into a shlishi, makes it possible, therefore, be yosat eat it. So, koponim, this was the member of Rabbi Vavachana, that he taka learned that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he only said his chumra of chumra chinas or tarah satruma. There is such a Kabbalah like, that if you makbet teach your chulun, the tarah satruma, you cannot eat it if it becomes possible. If a sheni touches it to make it into a shlishi, there be such a psul. Benachnami, he only said it by truma, and not by Hegdish, not by Kochim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Avachona, our Mishnah only comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he yelled even by Chulun, Chinas, or Tairos HaKodesh, also the such a Chumra, only Tidit, the Kedusha B'Taira. And now the Gemara says that Shetarosoi, that even though you makbun on your Truma, Tidit B'Taira, that Trula Timei Yetel Hegdish. For Hegdish is not enough, because by Hegdish, even the Shlishi makes a Revi. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Zeiro, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yanai, Hoichol Shlishi Shechulin. If somebody eats food that's a Tuma Shlishi on Chulin, Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh, that you are makpet eat your Chulin Ataras HaKodesh, is so. It has a loch of a shlishi, because by hegdish even a shlishi can make a revi. A shlishi is called tamei. So if a person eats a such chulin that became tamei, it's a shlishi l'tumenel. The loch is nasa guf sheni l'kodesh. His guf becomes a sheni l'kodesh. So these are the chumris like we had before, and your body becomes like a sheni midrabonin. And now if you touch something, you make it a shlishi, which is tomei for kochim, and then a shlishi makes a revi. So this chumras says eisvei rab zeh l'rabasi. So rab zeh v'yasakash about rabasi. It says shlishi sheni l'kodesh. If somebody eats food that has a shlishi l'tumo, so he himself, his body becomes a sheni nageit hegdish. But the ain sheni l'truma, but it does not become a sheni nageit to truma. That if he touches truma now, he would not passel the truma. And we're talking about bechulin shenas v'atayrus to truma. Maybe Yeshua said v'atayrus trumin v'atayrus hakodesh loy. Rashi says v'atayrus hakodesh loy kloima less to shlishi. That v'atayrus hakodesh is no din v'shlishi. It's only nageit to truma, not nageit to hegdish. So this is what the Yeshua said, and the Yeshua said according to this chat, that when do we have these chumras of the chulin that has the loch of a shlishi, that's only if you mak betit your chulin b'taras ha-truma. Then it has a loch of a tumah shlishi, if a person eats it, he becomes a shiny. But if you only mak bet on your chulin titi b'taras ha-kodesh, then it has no chumra of a shlishi, so the food never has a tumah shlishi on it, and therefore if you eat it, you do not become a shiny. So how could you, or Reb Zera said before the name of Rabasi, that if you eat food of a shlish l'tumma, which was made on that taras hakodesh, the body becomes a sheni. Here it's mashmi, you only eat it if it's, you only become a sheni if the food was on taras hatruma, not if it was makbiv eating on taras hakodesh. So Malay Rabasi answered back that Yeshua meant to say like this, loy mi boy koma, Yeshua meant to say like this, not only that, but even this, loy mi boy koma, that not only by chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh is a such a loch that it becomes a shlishi, because then even a shlishi can make a revi, but even by chulin shenasu atayrus hatruma, that a truma can only become a shlishi, can only become possible, not go further. Also, to such a chumra that if you eat this psul of this chulin that has a thin shlishi on it, it can make the guf into a shiny. That's what Rabbi Yeshua meant to say. Then Echnami, he's also ma'moida to such an Indian of Tyrus of Chulin. Chulin shenatsa Tyrus HaKodesh. Like we had before, this is why Ulu learns. And this the Gemara says, I, vo'af ani lo'yamat yele b'truma kamar. I, Rabbi Yeshua himself, so clearly he said, Loshin, vo'af ani mi yof ayoni sedak b'truma, according to Lesh Shaka V'taya. Here's where Rabbi Avabachar learns pshat. Rashi, Rabbi Avabachar omer loch, Ahadrud Rab Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Mishmed Rab Yechanan. He himself said that's what Rab Yechanan learned the Shaka V'tayi between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So according to this, Rabbi Yechanan agrees that Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, I only said it by Tyrus HaTruma, not by Tyrus HaKadosh. That's all Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yeshua mean to say? When Rabbi Yeshua says that we find this Chumra by Tyrus of Truma, did he mean to say only Truma? Or did he mean to say, let me boy, not only chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh, but even chulin shenasu atayrus hatrum also? So, of course, the steer in Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yeshua mean to say? It was a Gemara Nechanami, Amaroyin in of Aliva to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokes Amaroyim, exactly how did Rabbi Yochanan learn out the machlokes through Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So it's a machlokes Amaroyim, which is really the machlokes between Rabbi Babachona and Ula. And Ula learns up that that's what Rabbi Yeshua says to such a my love Tyrus Hatruma Chulin Shenasa Tyrus Hatruma. It's like me boy kama. Avad he agrees that a person could be makbet titis Chulin b'Tyrus Hakodesh, and then if that Chulin becomes a shlishi, could even make a revi also. Not only that, but even if you makbet titis your Chulin just on Tyrus Hatruma, like you're a person, you're a kohen, you're stronger than eating truma, to your mak betit or your chulin with that tire also, it's like a chal such a din. And therefore, if a sheni touches it, it becomes possible, you can eat it. That's luck of a shlishi, that's possible. And therefore, if a person eats it, he himself becomes a sheni, negeta, also truma negeta, to kochim. That's the way Ulu learns. But Rabbi Babachona, and this Amorin learns Shad and Rabbi Yechon like that, he learns now that Yeshua only holds this chumra of chulin shenasu atayrus hatruma. there's such a chumrah not tidit when it becomes a shlishi, that by chulin a sheni could become a shlishi. But by if you makpe titya chulin mataras hakodesh, there's no such chumrah. Here it's like butler dites, there's no such chumrah. That if that chulin becomes a shlishi, it's mutatidit. So the kids, it's a machlekes amaroyim, what shana in Yeshua, so therefore be a shava plak of our mishnah could come out according to Yeshua or not. Because again, our Mishnah is talking about by Basar, that has nothing to do with Truma. It only has to do with Taravas HaKadosh. So the Shal does our Mishnah have the Chumrah of Taravas HaKadosh or not? Now the Gemara says, Oma Ula, Ula says, Hoichol Shlishi She'achulin She'nasva Taravas Truma. If somebody eats a Shlishi, that it was regular Chulin, but the person was Makbe Tidius Chulin with the same Malacha is like Truma. And therefore by Truma we know, if a sheni l'tuma touches truma, it becomes like a shlishi, meaning to say that it's possible. If it touches a revi, another thing is amatamarit, but it itself is a shlishi. So somebody eats this chulin now, that has a tyrus of truma on it, so orchol shlishi, shel chulin, chenasa tyrus truma, if nifsal gufo, milecho betruma, that the person now is not allowed to eat the truma, his guf-like becomes more or less like the yoichol itself, that his goof is also, he's also teeth, or truma now. Rashi says, Capricious, the Bishlishi Shechulin, Elo Koma, Hashlishi Lutrum Heavy, the Hebrew, the Shlishi, Apostle Mikris, called Apostle. Even though this could touch truma, but I call upon a Mechel meal and Mati can eat truma. So if the person eats it, he has the same malacha like the Shlishi, that he himself now cannot eat truma now. The Gemara says, "My Kamashlun, what is the Lord teaching us over here? My Kamashlun, Tanina learned this already, that Shlishi, Sheini LaKodesh, if you eat food that's a Shlishi L'tumma, so your goof now becomes a Sheini for Kodesh, but V'yein Sheini L'Truma, you do not become a Sheini for Truma, meaning to say that your body only becomes like a Shlishi, and therefore if you touch Truma, you do not metama the Truma. True, you yourself cannot eat the Truma, but you're not metama the Truma. So we learned this already, so what are you teaching me now?" So Mora says that in the chulin shenasa tyrus truma. Again, this is all part of the kasha that says this halacha was talking about the chulin shenasa tyrus truma. That sheni hu delehevi, that the person that eats it, if he eats this chulin shenasa tyrus truma, which was a shlishi, so it only says that his gufna does not become a sheni. But he himself is like a shlishi, meaning to say that he's possible to eat truma now. So we learned it already. So what's Ulus Chiddush? So verse says, yes, still there's a Chiddush. If we would have just heard from that halacha, Havimin, I would have thought to say, Loi sheni heve, loi shlishi heve, no. Now get to truma is nothing. If he eats this truma, again, he eats this chulin, shenasa tarasa truma. If he eats it when it's a shlishi, maybe his goof now, just like it does not become a sheni, it does not become a shlishi, it does not become post leader. For yaidi diyom is sheni b'kodesh. So why didn't it say it? Because since it wants to tell us that his body becomes a sheni negay to kochim, that by kochim his body now could make a shlishi, and a shlishi can make revi, or manami, and sheni b'truma, tells us who adin yishno, that negay to truma, his body is not like a sheni, that if his body, if he goes and touches truma now, he would not make a truma apostle. But who adin, it could be he's not even a shlishi either, that maybe he'd be allowed to eat truma. Is that Ulus Chiddush Kamashlun or no? Kamashlun Rashi says, the shlishi miyuhevei, that his body now becomes a shlishi. And the Chiyom Rabbi Yeshua, that the Rabbi Yeshua said before, she'nas reichel kemeichel, that the person has not become at the food itself, l'negiyu to come, it just means to say, he could touch anything now. Could go in oichel oichel rishon, if you eat an oichel rishon, you do not become a rishon. But over here, av loichel oichel shlishi, the Chiyab disle shlishi shor b'negiyu, that he's allowed to touch it, and echnam, he could touch other things. But in yin achil atidit, with Maida, that he himself is also teet, since his goof became like a shlishi, so he himself is also teet truma. That's Ulus Chiddush, and that's found the price before also. That's the Kamash Malon. That even though Yeshua holds, the oichel does not become like the meichel, the food itself, but a kopon of the person himself that eats the sheni, or even eats the shlishi, of chulin shenasa taras hakodesh, his body also becomes possible that he cannot eat the truma until he goes to the mikvah. Eisvei Rav Hamnuna Liula. So Rav Hamnuna goes to ask the kasha too. Is that true? It says Harishan Shebechulin Tomei Umetamei. Food that becomes a rishon atoma, a sharer such as food, it's a rishon atoma, even though it's regular chulin. The halacha is tomei, it becomes tomei. And what do you know, matama? We know that a rishon can make a sheni atoma, midiraisa. Via sheni, what's going to be now this food that's a sheni atoma? Toisel, if it touches something else, like if it touches truma, it only makes the truma possible. But viena matama, it cannot make the other one tomei to say it could go further. V'yashlishi nechal b'nozit hademeh. Means to say this shlishi, which must be, like Rashi explained, this must be talking about, again, chulin shenasu atarva satruma, that it became a shlish l'tumma. It says now, this food is nechal b'nozit hademeh. Means you're allowed to take this food and put spices of truma inside it. Means to say, like, it's not possible to eat it, you're allowed to eat it even with truma. Because it's a shlishi, that's all. And a shlishi by truma is not really a possible natame. So you're allowed to eat this food now, even with spices of truma. Now the question is, v'yam, the thing to tell me, nifsa gufi melecha b'truma, if a person that eats this shlishi, this chulin shenasu ataras truma, that if he eats it, even though it's a shlishi, his body also becomes like a shlishi, that his body is also ki truma. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.